Brian Inquist, a University of Arizona plant ecologist, likes trees.
Trees are wonderful, and they're also beautiful as well.
Inquist is part of an international research team studying trees in the Amazon rainforest.
This project is focused on an elevational gradient that ranges all the way down from the Amazon basin, so the lowlands of tropical forests, all the way up to treeline in the Andes.
Inquist says his research in Peru focuses on studying the branching architecture of trees. He says following a tree's branching pattern, going from one branch to the other, can provide information to researchers such as the flow of water within the plant or how much carbon dioxide it's absorbing.
As ecologists, what we want to do is we want to be able then to link our very small-scale measurements that we make on individuals with how a whole individual, such as a tree, operates, and then be able to say something about how changes in climate will then influence the functioning then of that tree, but then also how various ecosystems then function.
Ecologist Lisa Patrick-Bentley, a former U of A researcher, has been in and out of the Amazon since April. I reached her via Skype in Cusco, Peru.
What we're actually doing is we're cutting branches down from trees using a tree climber. So a tree climber goes up, cuts the branches down from the tree. When the branch comes down, we then meticulously measure the architecture of that branch. So we measure the length and the width of each part of the branches, the little segments of branches on that larger branch. And then using that information, we can predict how much carbon we expect the entire tree to be storing or releasing to the atmosphere, as long as we know some basic information about the size of the tree, like the width of the trunk, for example. And then we can then compare this information to other measurements of carbon fluxes that we're also making in the system.
Patrick-Bentley says she and her fellow researchers are measuring other aspects of trees in addition to their branching architecture.
We measure specific leaf area of the leaves. So that's basically the relationship between the leaf fresh weight and the leaf dry weight and leaf mass. We measure pigment composition and chemical composition of the leaves. We measure the photosynthesis rate of the leaves. We also look at the whole entire canopy environment of a tree. So we measure the light levels at different heights throughout the canopy.
The list of measurements the researchers take goes on. Inquist explains how eventually all of the measurements will come together.
It's actually the branching geometry that enables us to connect each of these different measurements and enables us to connect our leaf level physiology measurements with functioning of entire trees, with then how these tropical forests and these different environments then function.
Inquist says global climate change models predict the Amazon will not only experience changes in temperature, but also in precipitation.
What we're really unsure of is how the role of changing precipitation, especially across the Amazon and across tropical forests in general, influence their functioning. And so studying tropical forests along an elevational gradient that provides then changes then in both temperature and precipitation enable us to begin to assess the functioning then of tropical forests.
The research team collected samples from 10 sites in Peru's 2.5 million acre Manu National Park. The team wrapped up the field portion of its research this week and now will process samples and compile data. I'm Laura Palmisano, Arizona Public Media.